What up, y'all? What up, y'all? Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. It is officially, Shannon, hour two of the lunch break. What it do? Somebody said 833-212-1017. This is the award-winning Truth 101.7 with Ray Nitty and maybe Shannon. It's been a nice first hour, man. We felt like we had education. Felt like we had an educational first hour. Is you ready for some mess?
No.
My scamming politicians at? Spending that donor back. So Sarah dropped out the race today. Sarah Rodriguez.
I mean, you did advise that yesterday. You did advise.
You know, I would like to say I'm something like a political strategist.
Yeah.
You know. Now, what she didn't do is apologize to Crowley yet. Oh, speaking of Crowley, have you seen? Oh my God, have you seen? Now that the rapper isn't the one saying it.
Breaking news, and I chose to do it here.
All right. Now that it ain't the rapper.
I didn't see.
All right, Shannon.
I have not seen. What did I see?
I'll read it, Shannon. I'll read it. Let me pull it up. Breaking news. You know, Zach be on top of things. He already hit the button. I was late with my words. Multiple senior strategists not authorized to speak publicly. This is Wisconsin 12, by the way. This ain't just Ray Nitty saying something on Facebook and everybody saying I'm throwing my vote away. But anyway, not authorized to speak publicly say there is a movement right now among key Democrats, not key rappers, key Democrats, people that get paid to do this, to get who? Milwaukee County exec David Crowley back in the race for governor and have Shannon, Governor Tony Evers endorse him, which Governor Evers is considering.
Wow. Ooh. So you were just throwing your vote away, and it's not rapper, Ray. It's key Democrats saying that that's a good idea to continue to support Crowley.
So now this is just
what I'm hearing?
So we're going to be very, very clear, right? Because Zach be on top of things. They're saying there's a movement right now among key Democrats, as if the pot is being stirred, right? So I don't know where he stands on it. I don't know what anything is other than people are saying this. I don't know if this is something Tony Evers is really considering. It's just being reported that it's something he's considering. My issue is from the beginning, I said, who is the better candidate for the job right now? Who has the resume? Who's actually doing the work? Who's actually served all people?
Exactly.
And had a black agenda. But because when I said it, Shannon, you know, people, you know, it's a lot of people that's smarter than me. Got their degrees. Oh, you think because you got your degree.
That's debatable.
I'm just saying.
They ain't smarter than nobody. They don't know nothing.
I mean, that was definitely a sarcasm.
I'm just messing with you. I know it was.
Yeah, you know, I'm just saying, like, yo, Shannon, I don't know if you saw how they was coming from me. And this is what I will say, right? Somebody did say something, and I could respect that. There was like, Nitty, you got too powerful of a platform to be telling people to vote for him, which I could agree with. Okay, if I'm jumping out the window and I'm doing my own thing, be on my own, you know, situation. 833-212-1017, that's the number to call. 833-212-1017. So, yeah, I did make a post, and at the end of the post, I did say, vote Crowley. So because I do believe people need to make their own choices, I removed me saying vote Crowley and kept it as my own. So I will give respect to that, right? But ain't nobody told me nothing. People told me he couldn't even get back in the race. He can't even get back in the race. You can't get back in the race. You don't even know this. We need to get behind the next black man in line and stop all this foolishness. And I'm like, foolishness? The next black man in line don't got black people on his staff. Shannon, we got Al called in. Al, how you feeling? Talk to us, Al.
Well, you know, I heard you talking about everything with Greenwood. But I was going to ask you, how do you and Shannon feel about the psychological warfare that kept black people stuck in a certain faith? Because pretty much they stood there and they was waiting on another power to die while these people was burning them down, killing them and beating them up. And if you are programmed to wait on a certain individual or a certain faith, why you not wouldn't have a whole massacre down? When you are setting people up to be sitting ducks, because a lot of your no-nonsense grandmothers and great-grandfathers, they didn't believe in all that other stuff. And they said, well, if you kill me and you burn my house down, you're going to burn with me. And a lot of those businesses that kept that money was not made to pay those reparations, when a lot of those businesses are multi-billion dollar companies who got their money off of theft and black deaths.
I think,
how do you feel about that?
Al, you know, I'm going to always tell you, when you write, you write, Al. Al, when you write, you write. So let me ask you this, right? I want to make sure I'm getting your question clear. More so saying, we put a community together that essentially was sitting ducks and wasn't properly guided on how to protect ourselves. I'm assuming that's kind of the question, Al.
Exactly. So pretty much the community was told, you sit, die, wait for heaven, and wait for Uzziah, whoever comes in a white basketball jersey, to come save you while they're burning your house down. But nobody never used common sense and logic and said, well, if I'm going to die anyway, why I shouldn't take you with me?
Yeah. So far as, once again, Al, when you write, you write. When you write, you write, right? I wasn't there. I will assume there was some level of resistance. I do agree with you in the aspect of we were probably not prepared to deal with Go ahead, Al.
Well, when it comes to somebody trying to take your life, it's not about being prepared. It's about self-preservation of self. Mm-hmm. That's why there was over 250 slave rebellions. That's why there was things that was kept out of that so-called book called the Bible. And if you ask some of these white nationalist Christians that built their millions off of it, you ask them, would you let somebody sit there and wait for Jesus? Because you know Jesus was color struck. Because, you know, when you go from Jesus down to the Moors, they always handed it over for the skin color versus saying, oh, hell no, this is not going today. And even if you ask them white nationalist questions, they're going to say, I got my F-350 and my double barrel AR-15, no, and I'm going to shoot it out and come to your house and cook a tomahawk steak.
Al, when you write, you write, Al. When Al is right,
that's real.
You write, because I did see a video. I think you sent me the video, Shannon, of the older white man who shot down an Amazon drone. And he was like, yeah, I shot it down. Why is these things flying over my house? And he had no problem just saying, am I getting arrested? All right, let's do it. I shot it down with this type of gun. I appreciate Al for that. That's actually an amazing question. And I think it's something we should have a bigger topic about. Are we as a community just now? I don't know about now. Seem like it's a bunch of artillery in the community right now. But back then, did we take too peaceful of a road in developing our communities, and we didn't think of what protecting the communities look like? What's your thoughts on that, Shannon?
Man. Like you said, when Al is right, he's right. And I think a lot of us are were and still is trained to believe, like, okay, turn the other cheek, or like take the high road when everybody else is going low. I don't always think that's the best approach, because I think the point Al makes a lot is that sometimes we're slaves to being good people, right? And some situations don't call for that. But I will say some people did fight back because, like we mentioned, I think 85 people went to jail for protecting themselves in their homes. So I won't say that everybody took that same approach, but if they were also a little more prepared, they should have also had a little army up in there. But, you know, woulda, coulda, shoulda. And I think people are learning from history, so history doesn't repeat itself.
And I know we got to go to break soon. Zach looking at me like, don't you say nothing else before this break. But it makes me think they showed up with the National Guard. They showed up with the National Guard. So they be prepared for us. Why we don't ever be prepared for them? And then, like, that's crazy that you could, like, yo, we about to go riot. National Guard, y'all coming? They like, bet. We en route.
I mean, America has a history of targeting Black families and Black communities that are a threat to the system that they created. But it sounds like we need to go off to break. Break is coming now.
Shannon, take us to break, Shannon.
Man. So you are listening to The Lunch Break on 101, the award-winning 101.7, The Truth. Make sure you guys join the conversation. Call or text us at 833-212-1017 and hop in the chat. We're on YouTube at 101.7, The Truth as well. We're going to go to break. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Don't go anywhere.
What up, y'all? Welcome back. It's your boy Ray Nitty and maybe Shannon on the lunch break on the award-winning Truth 101.7 FM. Shannon!
What it do?
It's Friday, man.
It's Friday night. Yeah.
Friday, Shannon. Hey. Ah! The city going crazy right now, man. The state going crazy right now. They scrambling, scratching at the surface, trying to figure out what to do.
What they going to do.
Shannon, you got something on the menu for us today?
I do. And I know what people should be doing. American Family Insurance is... You said wait.
No. You just caught me off guard. Go ahead.
American Family Insurance is a proud sponsor of The Truth. For almost 100 years, they've been committed to helping families protect what matters most, your home, your vehicle, and the dreams you are building every single day. And if you're part of The Truth audience, you already know you work hard for yours. That's why having the right protection in place matters. American Family helps you stay ready for whatever life brings, so you can focus on moving forward. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance. Get a quote or find an agent at mfam.com. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating companies, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin. That's what y'all should be doing, getting insured.
Hey.
Spin that.
Hey. Hey. Yeah, if I was Crowley, I need some insurance before y'all try to make a fool out of me again. So I feel like everything we've been talking about this week, Zach, Shannon, I feel like the lunch break, we've been super right and on point.
I believe so.
And
I give my hat off to you, Ray. Ray led the charge and not standing down from the internet bullies. And now look, Channel 12 basically confirming everything you said.
And it's like, my thing is, right, it's like people were, like, I asked a simple question. It's like, all right. And I left room for people to change my mind. But nobody could change my mind. You know what they tried to do? Insult me. Mm. Tried to say I was being foolish. I was wasting a vote. But I asked a simple question. Okay, tell me. Tell me what's the plan that anybody else on this ballot has for our community. I even saw somebody say, this is crazy to me. I saw somebody post that, you know, somebody that's running for governor, they have to represent all communities. So I don't even know why a conversation about our community would be. I'm the foolish one, though. What do you think voting is? You voting on behalf of one, your whatever your moral compass is, whatever your needs are, and what at least I thought you vote for people that would be a good representation and a servant for your community, because that's what politicians are. They're a service to humanity. They work for the communities that they serve. So for me to just give my vote to somebody who doesn't have no intentions or plans about serving our community, why would I just give the vote to that person? Just because the person that is qualified out of the job, that just because the person that is qualified for the job fell out of the race because they were lied to and manipulated and made to believe all of these other things that wasn't true. A lot of people owe that man an apology. A lot of people do. She do. She still ain't saying sorry yet. And I hope she don't even think about pursuing politics after this.
Yeah.
Not on my watch.
It just shows a lot of people a moral compass. No, not on my watch. Not as long as Ray got a mic.
I'm just saying, Shannon, like, I ain't never had to go back and forth with people this much. Even when I was trying to get people to vote in other presidential elections. Now, it's like, oh, Ray, you might have been on to something. You think?
Ray, you got to say, I told you so.
Like, man, this feels good because it's like, I don't even got to say nothing no more, right? Now, everybody that was super intelligent and had their degrees and knew exactly what and said why he did what he did and so forth, like, stop it. Stop it. This is why I said, don't tell me nothing about no polls. I don't hear nothing about no Sarah Rodriguez and no damn polls. I don't got no tail, girl. (laughs) 833-212-1017 is a number to call. Do you think David Crowley should get back into the race? Or do you think, you know, leave it be? What do you think?
Well,
I'm feeling
all the
so
drama
good.
And all the things that are going on. I feel like it sounded more like people are voting for, like, well, this is what we got. You know what I mean? And that conversation wasn't a conversation before David Crowley left.
Man.
So I feel like he has a good chance and he should definitely get back in, because at this point it's starting to feel like it's literally a sugar honey iced tea show.
Straight up. I'm going to tell you why it's even worse,
it's
right?
Even the people to just kind of pick through the trash, honestly, but
I'm going to tell you why it was even worse, Shannon. It was a sugar honey iced tea show before anybody fell out.
Yeah.
It was some biscuit eating bulldogs before.
Yeah.
Now, like, I've been saying it, despite what anybody feels about him, right? He was the most qualified and ready for the job. And because we live in a state where, and this is what I will say, Joel Brennan said the quiet parts out loud. He said the quiet parts out loud, right? And it was some truth in that. But I just feel like as somebody that's running for governor, I don't think that's you should allow that to come out of your mouth. You have to, when somebody asks you if Wisconsin is ready for a black or woman governor, like, I think it's other ways you could rephrase that question and not
exactly
tear down the women or the black men in the race. Because you sitting from the seat of a white man. I would say this. The country has only been ran by men. Majority of political seats has only been ran by when? By men. Should white men not be able to run for politics because they have destroyed this country? And that we have the proof that we can see.
Yeah.
I remember people, Shannon, was telling me, man, Nitty, you really could vote for some a woman? You could vote for Kamala? I'm like, bro,
insane.
Shut the hell up. Don't ask me no stupid question like that.
Dumb.
I feel like we don't tell enough people to shut up these days. You know what I'm saying? Like, people don't get told to shut up enough.
Shut up.
That's what I think. Shut up.
Shannon, man. I had to say, it was an Uber driver. It was an Uber driver that said this to me.
You know what?
Black man Uber driver asking me, how can I support, like, I could really support a black woman, a woman. It was like, the audacity of you. You could vote for a woman? I said, I'm going to ask you two questions, boss. I was like, how do you feel the state of the country is? He's like, it's effed up. It's effed up, bro. I'm sick of this. Something needs to change. I was like, okay, I'm with you. I'm going to ask you another question. How many of the presidents that ran this country has been a woman? He's like, damn. None of them. I was like, so who messed up the country
then? It's even sadder that it was a black man saying that, because I feel like they're harder on black women than they are on anybody.
Come on,
and we be over here fighting in the trenches for y'all. And it man, as soon as they can... Well, how many men has she slept with? Let's talk about that. Like, they can't wait to, like...
It's a daddy white.
Who's her grandpappy? Like, what? Like, anything y'all could dig up, like...
Just saying
other
stuff.
Other than this woman's resume.
Other than she was the most qualified, the most educated. Like, and people act like... DEI or diversity, equity, and inclusion was this terrible thing. Once again, this country shows you in multiple ways that being a black man or woman, you have to work 1,000 times harder than everyone. This white woman was allowed to lie, cheat, put in false documents, amend them to say she has 615 bands, and then had to amend it again and be like, nah, I was just playing. I only got 34. I was just trying to see if I could.
Oopsie daisy. Look, like, how do you miscount that much money? How did we get to a million to a couple thou wows?
Like, come on.
We didn't even
on.
Get to a couple hundred thou wows. We was at a couple thou wows. Like, how did you get there?
To 34. You can't even finish paying the bills. You made it look like you was. That's all I'm saying. Minorities have to work extremely harder. Even when you're the most qualified. Even when you're the most qualified and you're the only one who's running the largest county in Wisconsin. And you telling me he don't deserve a shot, a look? Why they ain't look that way? Why they ain't look that way? I can tell you why. Because he's blacker than me. That's why.
They said they pulled out the card that showed the shades. Safe.
Stick your hand in this paper. Stick your hand in this paper bag, Crowley. Ah! Damn it. We should have used the...
Look.
I'm just saying, you, Shannon.
That's why she got so far scamming. They said she can't be a scammer. Look.
Shannon.
Hey.
So now you got them. It was it was cool and fun when I was doing it now, right? When I was like, you know, I was making a statement. He's like, no, y'all really wet the bed with this one. Y'all really went against the grain and not supported the person who's most qualified, who, like, come on, fam. I hate when people stay silent when BS is going on, and then when the BS takes place, now you want to be loud and be like, all right, we got it. Hey, Crowley. Hey, bro. I know we didn't, but can you... You think that we could get you to get back in? But everybody had all the reasons of why, oh, he made a backdoor deal and like shut up. Shut the hell up.
They'll dig up anything they can. Look, what type of deal she got over there?
Sometimes it ain't that deep as people be trying to think about it. And these thoughts they be having, Shannon, they don't even be having the proper access to even come up with these thoughts. They just be pulling it from the internet. DVJ73 says, we've only had 3 black elected governors in the country history. That's nuts and crazy. Is that factual? Like, damn. I know Governor Westmore. What about Stacey Abrams was a governor, right? She was a governor of Georgia, or was she the mayor of Atlanta? I'm not familiar. I can't remember, I should say. But.
No, 3 is correct.
3 is correct. Wow. All right. Are we ready for a 4th? Are we ready for a 4th? I want to hear from the damn. The lines is quiet today. They was calling in, talking about crowd. Like, why would you throw your vote away? Come on now. I want to hear from you, people. 833-212-1017. Don't get quiet on me now. Let's stop the foolishness. Shannon.
Yo.
Yo, you want to take us a break?
We gonna go to break. We gonna nibble on some lunch. We starving for some education. We gonna do some research, and we waiting for y'all to give us a call at 833-212-1017. This is the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. Make sure you tap in, join the conversation. We'll be right back.
I ain't got no tail, girl. Don't matter.
What up, y'all? What up, y'all? Welcome back. Welcome back. This is the Lunch Break with maybe Shannon and Ray Nitty on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. I like this beat, man. I like this beat. UWM Roar Program. At UW-Milwaukee, students don't have to wait until college to start building their future. Roar Ready lets students in K-2 through 12 grade join in hands-on programs across campus, from science and tech to arts, sports, and more. Students try new things, meet new people, and build skills that matter. Get started today at uwm.edu/roarready. What up? How y'all feeling? Shannon, how you feeling?
Damn. Feeling wonderful, man. It's been a great show. We not even halfway. We 75% way through.
Ooh, look at that math, man.
You knew that, yeah.
That math,
I do math, man. and I can read. This MPS education working for me.
You need to read. Hey, no, your school was fully funded.
I went to tech. I think not. They ain't even finished building that mug. Our classes literally got like metal sheets divided. very distracting when kids are in trouble. Like, what's going on over there? And you just pop your head over.
I sure was going to ask, was you there before the new tech got built, or while they were in the process of building the new tech?
They never finished it. It's still in the process of building it. Really? 20 years later.
Tech look good
that
now.
That school is horrible. It looks great on the outside, but on the inside, the class, there's like 3 classrooms in one, if I'm not mistaken. I think it's still like that. They never really finished it the way it was supposed to be finished. Like, you enter, mm-hmm. and it's like literally a metal sheet dividing one classroom, and then there's one classroom that has a door.
Mm. Bruh.
Most classrooms are built like that. So, like, you could hear what's going on in that next classroom. You don't want to be in your class. You just dip your head over to the other class, see what they're doing over there. It's beautiful. The idea was there, but I think the funding ran out.
Man, speaking of funding ran out. Speaking of funding ran out. You know what? I'm gonna get off Sarah back. She probably already dealing with a knot, but she does owe David Crowley an apology publicly.
That might be on her. That's probably on her list of things to do. First, she got to figure out how much money she actually got.
She got $20.
She's still working on that math.
Bruh.
Yesterday it was what? Last week it was
at midnight. Yesterday it was $34,000.
But and then the week it was last
like
week
200.
It was
a million. Oh yeah. So before the numbers went in, it was they said she had about 200,000. And then that's when we was
that, we got to start at the top of the month. At the top of the month, we were believed she had millions, you know?
That's what I thought, yes, because there mm-hmm. was a $1 million ad buy that took place that it bounced. You say. It's like when the waitress come up to you, is like, oh, this card was declined. Like, you didn't have to say it that loud at the table. You could have.
It looks like it says decline. You got another card you want to try?
Right. Do you got a couple more cards you want me to try? Like,
look, I can try to swipe it or insert it, but if this tap ain't working.
She probably was like, just blow on it. Blow on it, try running it again. rub off the strip and try running it again. We got Miss Sandra online. Miss Sandra, how you doing? You live with Ray Nitty and maybe Shannon.
Hi, I'm fine. How are you all?
I'm good.
Good.
What's your thoughts on everything that's going on?
I believe it's a game, and it's a wicked agenda. Everything they're doing now, you could tell it's an agenda that was put in place, probably the Project 2025. All this messy stuff. And we don't, even though we have Democrats that say they want to help us, that ain't true, because if you look at this city, you'll see how dysfunction it is, you know, like the stores leaving, all the grocery mm-hmm. stores leaving, and all that stuff. The hospitals moved away, and so it's a bunch of mess, and it's all an agenda. So they could at least put us in the spotlight, because they say it's us. We work and pull ourselves up by the bootstraps. Now I'm over here looking at, because I live in the inner city. I live where the houses are boarded up, and finally they're starting to tear them down. But you got a lot of Mexican people that's working on these jobs. I don't see really a lot of Black people. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, they're working in this bad atmosphere with the air.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're working day until it gets dark. Mm-hmm. And I'm saying, how do they do it? But see, they're working hard, but then these political people wear suits and ties. Go pull yourself up by the bootstrap. See, I've worked all my life. I worked for 37 and a half years at Rockwell. And before that, I worked when I was 16, you know, just working. And that was when the computers were out, and we went down in ATC and took the little, you know, computers because it wasn't that advanced.
Yeah.
And so I worked all my life, and I'm a woman, because we always didn't get that advantage, because the man always was the working priority, and the woman had to stay home.
Mm-hmm.
So every time you see this stuff, scan your own groceries, and the products are little. Like, you get a little bag of potato chips for $3. And then you got the machines putting them in the bag. And see, people ain't looking at that stuff. They're not talking about it. And then these automated machines taking your job. Because when I worked at Rockwell, I watched them move the jobs out. I watched them offshore the jobs. And even the guy looked me in my face. He said, well, this is my job. And I looked at him. I didn't say nothing, but in my head said, I know, because, you know, this is the game they're playing. They want to move everything. They're real lazy. We don't want to work, and we want cheap products. I don't want some Chinese products. The buttons fall off. The zippers fall off. I'm going to tell you something else. And before our store closed up, Boston store and all of that, them clothes was on the floor.
Yeah. 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 100%. 100%, Miss Sandra. Miss Sandra, I definitely appreciate you calling in. Oh, we got it. She lost already. I wanted to ask her what she thought about this governor's race. See her thoughts on that. But I do agree with what she said. What she said could be used in this governor's race, too. It's all a game. They playing games.
It is.
They playing games with people's lives, man. And it's real lives at stake. And some of those lives are trying to raise kids, black kids, in the worst, one of the worst states to raise black families. So once again, when I ask people for the plan for our community, all these disparities that we face, I'm going to look at you crazy if you don't got an answer for me and you just saying something about something that don't even deal with our community. Sure, our community benefits from certain things that may happen or take place. Universal health care sounds amazing. We get raising teachers' pay. Needed. Needed. It's 1,000% needed. But 33% of them teacher jobs, they don't even reside in Milwaukee County. And then less than 2% of those jobs. Like, that's the teaching demographic represents less than 2% of the jobs in Milwaukee. So all I was trying to say is that's a very small portion of people that would be impacted versus what I'm talking about is the greater impact of the entire community. Them boarded up houses that Miss Sandra talking about. Them neighborhoods that Miss Sandra talking about, that none of them politicians go walk through and knock on no doors and care about if those people gonna vote or not. Because guess what? They got a list of people that they view, and they got a database of people that it shows if you voted in what presidential election, if you voted in a governor's election or a local election. And if you ain't on that list, they throwing your ass on the menu because you ain't voting, and they gonna make their decisions based off of the people in the database. It's called Van, if you don't know. So when you see people coming up at your doors and trying to sell you stuff, they not like Jehovah's Witnesses. Jehovah's Witnesses is going to knock on whatever door they think somebody home at.
Yep.
And that's what I think is needed.
They have a list and a method.
Yeah.
But like you said, that's actually what's needed. Get out there and knock on everybody's door.
Exactly. But because we don't vote or we don't participate or a certain section of our community don't, they ignore that section. And the messed up part about it is the section that, in my opinion, that needs to pay attention to voting the most, they are the most impacted. Them the neighborhoods that Miss Sandra is talking about. Them the neighborhoods that she talking about, the Burleys, the Center Streets, the Village, the Silver Springs. We know them, the Brown. We know the streets, yeah. Meineke, Chambers. But I don't know, Shannon. I'm very excited to see where this goes, what people are thinking about it, and some people might think Crowley ain't the best person for the job, and everybody entitled to that. But I know he's the only one that has actually done the work on a large scale. This remind me of when I was trying to convince people that Lena, no disrespect to who got the job right now, but I felt like Lena Taylor would have been somebody that had the community's best interests in mind, and she was doing the work of it. So that's why I was advocating for Lena. But they destroyed that black woman. They destroyed that black woman.
Picking her apart. But stuff that they could have easily done to any other candidate, but they focused on her.
I done heard more about...
But we know why.
Could you imagine if Lena had did this with the money and so forth?
Man.
They would have sent the National Guard that they sent in no, Greenwood literally. To go over there by Lena.
They would have got, you know what I was going to say, they would have summoned up them demons straight from their grave.
Straight up. That's all I'm saying. That's what this remind me of. When you don't support the best person for the job.
Or when they fall for it. Or when they fall for the rhetoric. Because like I said, they highlighted Lena's flaws or, you know, whatever you want to call it. When other candidates, like you said, could you imagine had she done what Rodriguez did? You know what I'm saying? Like,
what?
They don't highlight they mess. They don't make it a big deal. But every little misstep we have, they're going to highlight it, make it a big deal, and give it to us, and then we're going to drag them to filth. We're going to finish the job.
The difference is Lena didn't give a damn, though. That's one thing I loved about Lena Taylor. She said it like it was. She wasn't sugarcoating anything. She told you exactly what it was. And she was loud for our people, for our community. That's all I'm saying. Sure, do we want people to be louder? Absolutely. But I'm saying some people ain't saying nothing at all. And that's all I'm asking for. Don't go anywhere, y'all. This is the Lunch Break with Ray Nitti and Maybe Shannon on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
Don't go anywhere.
What up, y'all? Welcome back. This is the Lunch Break with Maybe Shannon and Ray Nitti. And real quick, before we get back into the last part of our show, get ready, 101.7 The Truth Family Fest is back. Join us Saturday, August 22nd from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at The Riverside University High School for free back-to-school resources, live entertainment, family activities, and community fun. Vendors and sponsors can reserve a spot by visiting truthfamilyfest.com or emailing sierra.brown@milwaukeeblackmedia.com. That is Sierra, Sierra.brown@milwaukeeblackmedia.com. Proudly sponsored by Educators Credit Union, American Family Insurance, Milwaukee Public Schools, Artists Working in Education, and Ascension. Don't forget to make sure y'all pull up August 22nd, 11 a.m., to Riverside University, The Riverside University, for Family Fest, man. Shannon, how you feeling?
Man, I'm feeling great. Today's been pretty smooth. It's Friday. We got some knowledge. We was hungry for some education. We got some knowledge. We had a great interview with DJ, Nephew DJ.
Shouts out Nephew, man. Shouts out Nephew.
Man.
Man, we got a caller.
Learned that Ray been right all week.
All year. But it's all good, though.
You know what I'm going to get you? I'm going to get you one of them balls that they be having.
Excuse me?
Call me now.
What do you mean by that?
Man, take the caller.
I ain't got no tail, girl. Marty, how you doing? You live on The Truth with Ray Nitti and Baby Shannon.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. I don't know if you can hear me. I'm getting a bad connection here.
All right. How you doing? No, as
you can hear you. Okay. Yeah, hey, we can hear you pretty good. Thanks a lot. I appreciate the conversation about the governor's race. And, David Crowley had a great chance. David Crowley and I and others have talked, and we talked at Washington Park a while back, and what I suggested to David Crowley was, instead of playing the same old game, which you guys are talking about, they talk about polls, can you believe the polls? And then they talk about the amount of money raised and the amount of... We can never compete with a Elon Musk or somebody that comes in at the last minute and brings in all that money. So it's kind of foolish to me to look at polls and look at money raised and think that is a determining factor in the person that's going to be the governor.
Yep.
In fact, what I said to David Crowley was, why don't you put together a plan and show the state what you're doing in Milwaukee County? He could be saving the environment. He could be creating, saving a 51-acre forest from development. This 51-acre forest has wetlands on it and so forth. He could be doing that. He could be doing green energy. He could be doing infrastructure. Infrastructure, we do not have a surplus in the state of Wisconsin. If we have bridges falling down, if we have an $800,000 building that has to be replaced in Milwaukee, the safety building, if we have $500 million needed repairs in the mm-hmm. parks, mm-hmm. you do not have a surplus if you have those outstanding debts. And as the executive of the largest county, he should stand up and say, we do not have a surplus. We need that money to invest into the state of Wisconsin, into the county of Milwaukee, and go from there.
Yeah. So, Marty, I don't know about the surplus now, but I know in the past, not too long ago, there was some sort of surplus. It was actually the first surplus that we've seen at the county level in a while. Now, we might have ate that up already because, you know, surpluses don't last long. I got a quick question before I let you go, Marty. They're floating the idea of Crowley getting back in the race, and they're saying Governor Evers is even considering endorsing him. What do you think he should get back in the race? All right, I don't know if we got Marty in here. Are you there, Marty?
As I say, Ray, I think if he was going to come back into the race, if he came back into the race with a comprehensive, coherent plan that the people of Wisconsin are looking for, they aren't looking for numbers of how much money you raise. They aren't looking for poll numbers. They're looking for somebody with a solution. And the solution is on paper. It's already out there.
Yep. I agree with you, Marty. Marty, thank you for tuning in to the Lunch Break with Ray Nitti and maybe Shannon on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. Shannon, tell the people where they can find us so we can get up out of here and hit these streets.
Make sure you guys head over to Facebook and follow us on The Lunch Break. And make sure you guys tap in with Ray Nitti across all social media platforms at Ray Nitti, R-A-Y-N-I-T-T-I. And tap in with me, Maybe Shannon, at Maybe Shannon, M-A-Y-B-E-S-H-A-N-N-O-N _. Stay tapped in with us. We got Manon with The Grapevine up next. And we got Tap In with Jazzy right after that. So y'all don't want to go anywhere. Same time, same place, Monday through Friday, 12 to 2.
Hey,
thank
what
you
it?
For rocking with us, y'all.
We out, y'all. We out. That's our time.
I ain't got no tail, girl.